Okay. My name is Leslie. I'm 17 years old. Today is May 31st. And I'm speaking with Naraya, who is my friend. We are recording in the city of Virginia Beach. All right, so I'm gonna start off with my first question. All right. Of all the personal challenges you have faced, which has been the most difficult to accomplish?
I would say managing my time, like trying to balance out after school activities and stuff that I have to like do, responsibilities that I have to do at home, and also like I hate being late, and it's like I'm always that person that's like, oh, she's always late and stuff, and I hate that. Yeah. But it's sometimes things that I can't control, that I have no control of, so, and then I just hate when people are like, oh, she's always late, and it just, it's like a bad look on me. So I'm getting better at it. I have gotten better at it, but yeah, I need to manage my time. That's like the most difficult thing for me.
Okay.
Do you mind sharing with me a personal experience or hard time in your life?
A hard time in my life, probably recently when I had just moved. I've never moved before. I've been in the house, that house for like 17 years. So it was hard for me moving, leaving my brothers and sisters. But I'm getting past it. I'm getting better. So.
How has this experience affected you in your life? Has it changed drastically or not that much?
I feel like it made me more independent because I'm just so used to like being under my brother and my sister all the time. And now it's like, I feel like I'm an only child now, so I gotta do everything myself. All right. Share what it's like to be American.
Well, for me, I was born and raised in Virginia. Sometimes I get like, people ask me if I was from Georgia before, from how I talk. I don't even think I talk that country, but I don't know. And it's been, I don't want to say weird, it's been cool. I mean, I've never been out of this country, so I can't really relate or say, speak on anything outside of this. But it's kind of sometimes hard because you get like, you get those stereotypes of this type of person or that type of person, and no one like really knows you for who you are. So, but I like being American. Describe one stereotype about Americans that you think is not true.
It's so many. a stereotype about American. I would probably say, that we're all like ignorant and we really don't, we're not open-minded. Now that's a lot of Americans, don't get me wrong, but I don't think, a lot of people just have that thought about everyone. And so I definitely don't think that's true because I don't feel like I am, so. what about you? Like, what do you think is a stereotype that people?
I would say like, because a lot of people say Americans are like fat and obese and we eat too much. Because I know in like France, Italy, something like they're mostly skinny and stuff like that. But there's a lot of healthy Americans that are like vegans and stuff. Like my dad's a vegan. I'm not a vegan, but I still eat healthy.
Yeah.
So that's not true. Like, we're not just nasty.
Okay. Tell me your thoughts on what it means to live the American dream.
I would say you have to be true to yourself, and you said my thoughts on living it.
Yeah, just your thoughts on what it means.
It doesn't have to be the typical, oh yeah, I'm gonna get rich and make all this money. Like, no, you can be happy. Like, it doesn't have to be this big thing of being a billionaire. You can be happy and not have as much, like, it doesn't really, I don't know.
I know what you mean. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it shouldn't affect your happiness. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. What are steps you are taking now to be successful in your American dream?
Well, well, I'm planning my future out by like trying to see where I want to go to college. Like, I want to go to Clark Atlanta University. I'm trying to figure out what I want to major in, because I just feel like getting that degree is really gonna, like, because an American dream is to me like just being successful, really. And I just feel like I can't be successful without certain things in my life, like college and, you know, so I'm planning that out now.
Do you think it's achievable for
everyone? Yeah, of course. I think American dream is achievable for everyone. But everybody has, like, certain ideas on, like for example, like, parents who tell them that they have to do this or they're not going to be successful. I don't believe that. Like, everybody's...
they have their own way.
Yeah, and thinking, like, what successful means to them. How do you think we should handle injustice? Why do you feel this way is best?
I feel like we need to stop ignoring it and get to the real problem of things. Like, there's so many things going on that the media tries to hide and stuff, and not many people are aware of it. So I feel like it needs to get, what's the word? It needs to have not more meaning, but
like more recognition.
Yeah, more recognition.
Yeah.
And I feel like people need to stop trying to just, like, it needs to be more a thing of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you agree with America being... Oh, wait. No, it's not America. Okay. What is the best way to fight racial injustice and the abuse of power by authority?
What is the best way to fight racial injustice?
Yeah. So, like, why is authority trying to take over and handle things?
Like, was too much authority at one point?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, like, certain... I hope this makes sense. Like, certain things are going on right now. I feel that the authority that has been positioned to handle it, they're not doing that good of a job. They're just half, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, they're not really focused on it for real. They don't really care. So they're treating them like it's not that big of a deal. That makes sense. I hope it makes sense. If you had to talk about one of America's biggest roles in the world, what would it be?
I would say America does a good job with helping other countries, and we're not like so selfish. Like, we give back to people and we try to help when we can, because we have the power and money to do so. So I feel like we play a big role in doing that. I feel like we could do more, but it's getting there. Do you agree with America being the leader of other countries? Why or why not?
I do, because when there's a problem, it seems like it always comes back to America. Like, what are we gonna do about it? So I do believe that. I feel like what you just said, like, we have the power to help other countries, so that's mostly why. So yeah, I feel that. Do you feel as if we give the government too much power? And if yes, in your opinion, explain why.
It just depends, because I know, like, the people are supposed to basically run. There wouldn't be no government without, like, the people. So, like, how can you, like, consent of the government,
right,
stuff like that. I feel like sometimes the government can be too powerful, but that's why we have checks and balances to pull that out. So I think I feel like the government should only, like, do stuff when in need, like, you know, people are in need of it. Like, they shouldn't be, like, regulating everything that goes on in a community.
Right.
Like
right.
How important is our government to you? And are there laws, are there any laws that you feel are not enforced enough? And has any laws had a positive or negative impact in your life right now?
Well, recently a law has been passed about, like, you know, abortion being available and stuff. So right now I'm just kind of like, I'm more confused than anything, because really, like, it just doesn't make sense. And I know I can get into it all day, but it just doesn't make sense to me, because I know, like, when they pass this and they say, like, okay, well, you can't get an abortion here anymore, they're gonna, in a couple more years, they're gonna change it, because it's gonna be way too many people saying this, that, and the third. So it just doesn't make sense to me, really. That is what I'm, like, most focused on right now. So okay. What about you? Like, do you think there's anything that the government has passed that you don't agree with?
I would say, what? It's a certain law. I don't know. But, yeah, well, going off what you said, the abortion law, yeah, I feel like the people who pass the law are just ignorant to women. Like, I don't. Like, everybody's like, oh, are you pro-life, pro-choice? Like, it's your decision, so, like,
right,
took it away. And that's what, in the Constitution? Like,
exactly. And it's like, the crazy thing about it is, it's mostly men who are trying to make these laws and stuff.
Because they don't know.
Right,
they don't.
Yeah.
I have another question. Do you believe parents should solve every problem for their teenage child, and how big of a role should they play?
I definitely don't think they should solve every problem. Parents like that, it's just like saying, like, if they don't give their child room to grow, like, children are supposed to mess up so they can learn from it. If you're constantly trying to do something for them and tell them what to do, then they're not gonna learn. They're just gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just, yeah, spoiled. I don't mean to spoil. So they should just, I feel like parents should come in hand, like, when they're needed. Like, if a teen asks, like, what should I do about this situation? I don't think they should just butt in. Yeah. Question. Have you ever had an experience where your parents try to solve a problem for you?
Yes, all the time. I feel like, well, like, in general, parents like that, they, you have to let your child solve their own problems and work their way through, or they're not gonna learn. They're gonna depend on you for everything. Like, you're not, that's not making them grow as a person. Like, and I feel like if you keep babying them, it's not gonna help them once they get older.
Exactly.
You have to let them experience things and, okay, let them know, like, yeah, I made this bad decision, but your life's not over. Like, it'll, you gotta just work through it.
Right.
You can't just keep saying, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or, like, keep punishing them, because they're gonna just keep doing it, basically.
Yeah.
They're not gonna learn.
So, do you feel like parents who are like that, they make, I want to say, like, more, like, overprotective parents? Do you think they make sneaky kids?
Yes.
Like,
that's how, like, my parents are. They're super overprotective of me, and that's changed me so many ways. Like,
right.
I feel like I can't tell them stuff, certain things, because they're gonna get
mad,
and I feel like I have to hide every single thing from them. And then it's like, even when I may get caught or slip up sometimes, but I'm still gonna keep doing the same thing, because one, that's all I'm used to, and like, they already know what's gonna be the consequence if I get caught doing it. So it's like, I can't do nothing.
Yeah. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
I would say my grandmother, because she had a hard childhood, but she didn't let that stop her from achieving what she wanted to do and wanted to be for her kids. Like, she had 5 kids, but she was in, she went to college, and now right. She's a college professor, and she's really like, like, she really starts from the bottom, and that's yeah. Like, like that. So I really look up to her, and I want to, like, do it. I mean, I know I don't have to go through what she went through, but still, like, she makes me want to work harder to get where I want to be. What about you?
I would say my brother, because we've been, like, kind of the same boat, and to see him going to college and doing everything I wanted to do, like, I just know I can do it, and he just gives me motivation, so that's like a big inspiration to me. Right now he's going to my dream school, Clark Atlanta, so it's like when he, like, since he's doing it, I know that I can, so yeah. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
My mom taught me to never depend on a man or nobody for anything. Like,
right.
Always get in my own way. And my dad, like, he's always said, like, he got me forever, and if I ever need something, I can always come to him. But also, like, he's taught me to, like, I need to get it on my own as well. Like, I can't depend on him or anybody all the time. So, and I don't I don't like asking anybody for anything. Like, I feel right. like if I don't got it right now, I'm gonna just find some way, work it out or something. So yeah, and my mom's also taught me to, like, don't let anyone, like, take me for granted, and just know my worth and myself.
Yeah. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Probably, like, I want to say my birthday. No. Okay. One of my happiest memories was with my boyfriend, because I don't really see him that much.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm just always, like, excited to see him. Any chance I get to see him, it's
yes.
always, like, good, because, like, if I'm dealing with something mm-hmm. or something's on my mind, he just, like, takes me away. So, it's like, and I just forget about it.
Right. Anytime really when all my family's together, because kind of like how you say you don't really get to see your boyfriend like that, I don't really get to see my family like that, them being all the way in Georgia. So when we're all together, like, it's always a good time. It's always one of a good memory. So yeah. What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I'm proud of not giving up on myself when I felt like things were either getting out of my control, or I just, like, if I got in trouble, I would be like, oh, this is the end of the world, I'm gonna be in trouble forever.
Right.
And I'm just proud of my mindset changing and me growing as a person. Like, I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I don't do the same things that I do before.
I feel you. Yeah.
What are you proud of, sir?
I would say really just getting this far, because I can, like, I feel like I've been through a lot at a young age. So just to see I made it this far, like, in school and with certain people. It makes me feel happy. All right, well, thank you for talking with me today. Once again, I'm Leslie, and your name is?
Mariah.
All right, thank you.